Last week, Helco announced that President Jay Ignacio will retire after nearly 30 years with the company, with 10 as president, effective February 2nd.
I'm going to take time off, work on things that I've procrastinated over the years. I've been focused on utility business. Haven't done much on my property. I want to see if I can grow some of my own food and finish the fencing. And then stay involved with some of the community service organizations that I'm linked to.
Those include Hilo Medical Center Foundation and Hawaii Island United Way. During Ignacio's tenure, he's had to address concerns about not moving to renewables fast enough and about rate increases. Ignacio said he's proud of his team's achievements.
In 1992, we had those rolling blackouts. That was a difficult time. But in parallel with building our generation, we rebuilt almost our entire transmission and distribution system. We spent almost 30 years rebuilding that. I think we're in a very good place with the projects we have coming online, new photovoltaic and battery storage projects, put us in a really good place to make the next step with the infrastructure we built and now moving to renewables. The next 30 years is probably going to be just as interesting and challenging as the past 30.
Current Maui Electric President Sharon Suzuki has been tapped to lead Helco in addition to Maui Electric.
I'm coming at it from the customer service side. I've been working with Jay, transitioning, meeting community stakeholders and employees. I think we need to bring our team out to the communities and listen to their concerns and try to address them before we just move forward with these projects and working with developers and our partners to make sure they share that same philosophy.
The Maui-based Suzuki says she will rely heavily on the Helco team's expertise and be on Hawaii Island at least 2 days a week. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.